The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's January the 6th. Good to have you with us today. We have two guests, but one topic. I want to introduce you, first of all, to Jason Kander. Welcome to Radio Friends, Jason, Secretary of State. And you brought along a special guest over here.
I did. I brought with me Barbara Reading, who's the state librarian.
Good morning.
State library is within the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here, Barbara Reading. And that's an appropriate name, isn't it? The Library of Barbara Reading.
It most certainly is.
Yeah. But we want to talk a little bit about the Wolfner Library. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, the Wolfner Library is a service that's within the state library, and it's for low-vision Missourians. Serves about 10,000 Missourians, and a lot of folks don't know about it, but it's a great resource for folks who either are not sighted or their vision is starting to fade on them. It's a way for them to continue to be able to read. It's a free service that the state provides.
Yeah. How long has the Wolfner Library been in operation?
Barbara, I think it started in the 20s in St. Louis, is that right?
That's correct. We did start in a facility at the St. Louis Public Library in the 1920s, and then it was moved into Jefferson City and has been here, for the last 30 to 40 years.
Yeah. So technically, there's been a lot of changes from when you started in the 20s, right?
Oh, yes. There have been many changes since we started.
The biggest change. How long have you been?
I've been with the state library for 20 years, mm-hmm. but I was appointed state librarian last summer, and that gave me the pleasure of getting more acquainted with the Wolfner Library services, and there are some very exciting things going on in the Wolfner services in the audiobook realm and the new technologies, and I think...
What would you say the biggest change that you have seen?
The biggest change I have seen has been the ability for library users to just use a computer and now an iPad app to be able to access their library materials.
Really? And Jason, what have you got here?
I'm going to show you how that works. So one of the coolest parts about it is that, you know, in the past, the way it's worked is we have a program where essentially it's through the mail. So we're a library after all. So the idea is that Missourians who their vision isn't as good, they have the ability to continue to read by having either audiobooks or braille books sent to them through the mail. What this does, rather than have to wait, you know, you finish a book. I mean, I have an e-reader, so it's that thing we've all gotten used to where you finish a book, like you finish a Grisham book, and you're like, you know what, I want to keep reading Grisham books. And a few clicks later, you're still reading a Grisham book. You don't have to wait to go back to the library. We wanted to make sure that whether you're sighted or not, you still have the ability to do that. So what this does is and it's available on any sort of iOS device, so any sort of
Apple device. So you've got an this iPad here?
Yeah, and this one is turned on. Any iPad can do this, where it's turned on for, it'll basically talk to you. So as I turn it on, for instance, you can hear it. It's starting to tell you the time. And then it's where you can tap the certain parts and it'll talk to you. So
screen lock.
Yep, here we go.
2:57 p.m.
Okay, what's it doing now?
Now we're going to turn it on. There you go. I got to look at it to do it.
Okay.
Unlock. There we go.
Button. So she's telling you to unlock it. Okay.
Yep. So then you turn it on, for instance. And you can hear it's whatever we would usually see here. It's saying, so that if you're not able to see it, you can still hear it. And then this screen... Button. What you're seeing is exactly what our patrons usually would see with the device that is sent to them in the mail. Mm-hmm. Here, it's saying out loud what the book is. This book.
Now, does she speak a little bit louder than that?
She does, and I'm actually talking over her.
Okay, because I'm hard of hearing, and I'm trying to listen to this woman speaking on the iPad. So you can turn it up.
Volume button right here.
Okay.
So now, and you'll hear again in a second. So we're on, for instance, you know, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, a book a lot of us have read. I read as a kid. And now, for instance, let's say you're not exactly sure where the buttons are because you have low vision. If you get in the right basic area,
play button.
Now it's telling me that I pushed the right spot for the play button. And so then I just double tap that spot again.
Even in Australia.
And now it's talking to me.
End of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good,
Listen.
All right. So the whole book, then, you can listen to the whole book.
That's right.
Now, you're telling me that they can just access this through the internet?
Right. And Barbara, go ahead.
A person would have to be registered with the Wolfner Library Services, and then we can provide them with the instructions and some directions if they need it for how to use a device. They have to purchase their own device, whether it's going to be an iPhone, an iPad mini, an iPad.
Does it only work with the iPad or the iPhone?
Currently, we only have an application for the iOS operating system. Now, if you just have a basic internet-connected computer, there is a computer website that the public can go to make use of those titles. But it's a little more complicated procedure than just being able to pull up the device and tap a few buttons as we demonstrated.
Okay, so at this point, it will not work on a laptop computer unless it's an Apple?
Right.
It would work on any internet-connected laptop, no matter what operating system.
Oh, it will.
But for a tablet or a phone, smartphone-type device, we do have the application for the Apple-type devices. They're working on an application for the Android operating system.
Okay. But just to clarify it, it will work on any type of computer, laptop computer that you have on the internet.
The interface would be a bit different, but you can download books and then use headphones to listen to the books, as in a way similar to what we demonstrated here.
Obviously, the difference is, and the reason that we're so focused on having it on portable devices, tablets, is because of the touchscreen possibility, because you're talking about folks who are low vision. So the ability to listen to the prompts and then use the touchscreen, which is why we're so focused on the portable devices.
Do you have any idea how many people are taking advantage of this right now?
It's very new, so it's something that... Barbara, I'm not sure that we have the exact numbers and how many folks have moved into it already.
Since it just started in October, we're doing a lot of information, publicity about it with our library users. So we have a few hundred started so far with the downloading. We expect that to grow.
Well, I hope after your appearance today that you're going to have a whole lot more.
It'll obviously quadruple at a minimum. So that's why we're here.
You are a politician, aren't you? Okay. If people want more information, what can they do? Because we're out of time.
They can call the Wolfner Library at 800-392-2614.
Okay. 800-392-2614. 2614, and you'll get all the information. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming by.
Thanks for having
us. Pleasure meeting you. Okay. Tomorrow, we're going to find out about The Giving Tree, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friend. We'll see you. Bye-bye.